This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
We're all so stupid, it is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you go home, and or if you're listening on your smartphone and you want to get involved, you will not find us on Facebook. The Facebook, you know, so it's, I almost feel liberated. The Facebook fascists, I don't have to worry about calling them names or anything else. Seriously. The Facebook fascists are at it again. And apparently they did not like the term illegal alien. They consider that hate speech now. So for those of you who listen to the show and you're still on Facebook and you're still buying ads from them, you know, I mean, I would seriously reconsider. Because they're making it tough on you and so many others for that matter. That's why if you want to get involved in the conversation, if you want to help support the show, the easiest way to do that is go up to the website, therealside.com. You have a Patreon button there, which helps us pay the bills. You know, do it out a cup of coffee, send me the $5. You can do it all there on Patreon. You can check it out there, 855-REAL-JOE, or Joe at therealside.com, Joe at therealside.com. So every time I go back to what the Dems are doing right now, you know how when you think of certain things in your life, there are certain, I don't know, songs, music, themes that stand out? Every time I start reading names like Sheila Jackson Lee, Maxine Waters, I mean, you feeling it? You hearing that sound in your head? Alexandria Ocasio? Huh? Do I have to use Cortez? I mean, we did the story of the night. Really, her name is Sandy. That's what she went by in high school. Sandy Cortez. And then you get Hank Johnson. Remember him? The guy that was worried that Guam was going to tip over because we had too many troops on one side of the island? These are people that got elected. I mean, forgive me. I don't want to say anything about the people in their areas that voted for them, but really? Oh, I forgot Pelosi. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I'm not, let's be clear about something. I don't wish harm on anybody. That was one of the things we were talking about the other day, is when it comes to the difference between the left and the right, you have people on the left all over the place talking about the demise they want of the right. Jane Curtin came out and said, you know, she can't wait till the Republican Party dies. You have Kathy Griffith with the head of the president in her hand, bloody head. I mean, just time after time after time, you always hear these love Trump's hate freaks. And I say freaks because it doesn't make any sense. They're all about love Trump's hate, but they're talking about having violence against the right, committing violence against the right. When have you heard that from the right towards the left? Send me links to stories where somebody on the right, a true conservative, has called for violence on somebody on the left. You won't find it. You won't hear it on my show and many others for that matter. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The other thing I didn't get to with Mark Anthony was biblical references in the Constitution, where they got the breakdowns of some of the laws that they have. And it's not just the Ten Commandments. It's all through the Bible. Whether you like it or not, whether you want to hear it or not, it's a true statement. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. How many Democrats have said that they're going to go to the funeral of the police officer that was killed, murdered, right? I don't want to mispronounce his name. It's with the Newman Police Department. Is it Ronil Singh? I guess that's it. How many go to that funeral, do you think? I mean, I would be embarrassed to go if I was a California legislator. If I was one of the people that pushed for this to be a sanctuary state, I would be embarrassed to go to this thing. The illegal immigrant accused of gunning down a California police officer appeared in court the other day, and guess what? The judge wants him checked to see if he's competent to stand trial. What does that mean? They're going to do a mental check on him to see if he can even stand trial? Of course he can't. Come on, think about it. Of course he cannot. Because he's a nut job. He's been deported several times. He's come back several times. He killed someone. You are a real sick individual if you kill somebody. I wonder if they're going to shop a judge, shop a psychiatrist. Now check this out. The suspect's attorney questioned his client's competency to stand trial. So now the judge has to go through the steps of having him checked. Hopefully, he gets a good, hardcore psychologist that goes back to the judge and says, "No, Your Honor, he's an animal. Period. Totally competent. He didn't speak during the court proceedings, was given assistance throughout by an interpreter because he doesn't speak English." You know, when you don't speak English and you're in an English-speaking country, it's like go to France and try speaking English in most of the stores. You know, and they're required to learn English. But you know how many people won't understand what you're saying? Same thing in Italy or Greece or other places like that. But yet here, we don't care. We don't push anything. We don't protect our people. We'd like to. Some of us would. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I'm just looking at something over my shoulder that has to do with Joe Biden exploring a run for president. Yeah, another old white guy jumps into that big, diverse tent. Always exciting. I just find all of this just so hypocritical. They don't see it. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. They don't want to see it. It's not a matter of they don't see it. They just don't want to see it. I'm sorry?
They don't care.
No, they don't care. You're right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and honestly and truly being part of the conversation. Because I want you part of the conversation. It makes a world of difference. We're going to talk to Dale Bellis in the next two segments about where healthcare is going to go. You know, with this ruling coming out of Texas, what does that really mean? What's really going to happen? And, you know, when it comes to healthcare, health sharing, health insurance, we've all been conditioned that there's only one way to do this, and it's really not true. There are a multitude of ways to get the health care that you need. You know, I get a big kick out of some people who they want to say, oh, these people now don't have access to health care. Well, they do. What they mean to say is they can't afford the health care they want, not without subsidizes. So, again, you know, I go back to, do we need to subsidize everybody? No. There are clinics, there are health care providers in every city and every town in this country. If you don't have the money, they make arrangements for you. Look, I've been there. You can't say, well, look, you know, look at your position. You've got insurance. You've got this. You've got that. Yeah, I've gone through life without insurance. It was tough. I gave up some things. I didn't do. I did do. You pick and choose what you're willing to spend money on and what you won't. And then when I started working for bigger and bigger companies, I opted for the health care. I took a little less of my paycheck, and I opted for the health care. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I was talking about the murdered police officer, which is Ronald Singe. Now, here's a guy that came to this country. Now, this is according to his captain. He came to this country legally for one thing and one thing only. He wanted to be a police officer. He loved the law. He loved what it stood for. He understood what his country stood for and what the law of the land was always all about. He believed that the law applied to everyone equally, no matter where you were in your life. Apparently, he didn't know about illegals at the time. Anyway, I want to know how many Democrats are going to show up at this officer's funeral. And let's get past that for a minute, okay? I think it was Newsom. I don't want to blame it all on him. But somebody had just been elected to office in California, and I thought it was Gavin Newsom I heard say this. And if it's not, I apologize in advance. That basically... Oh, no, it was De Leon. That's who it was. Another brain surgeon. It was De Leon that said that if the police had done their job, if they had kept them in custody, if ICE had picked them up when they were supposed to, in the way they can, this wouldn't have happened. So he's trying to take the blame off the Secretary. But here's the problem, De Leon. You were one of the people behind the sanctuary state. Where it truly would take an act of God into or Congress to allow police to get involved. The seven people that were involved in this murder overall can't be reported out. You know why? Because of the sanctuary state law. No information can be given out on them. Isn't that wonderful? Thank you for that. Suspect didn't say a word while he was in court. Now the judge wants him evaluated to see if he can stand trial because his attorney said he can't. Now, he was stopped by the officer for DUI investigation. And a gunfight started. Now, when how does somebody, an illegal, get a gun? Now, he probably would have got off for that. Now, me as an American citizen, if I had a gun on me that wasn't registered or wasn't, you know, was stolen or I shouldn't have had, man, they'd want to send me to jail for 25 years. Following Arange's arrest, U.S. immigration officials confirmed they had no contact with him until his arrest. Since he was a native of Fiji and left behind a wife and five-month-old son, the officer who joined the force in the summer of 2011 legally immigrated to the U.S. to pursue his goal to become a police officer. They loved him at the police department. They really did. He loved this country. He wanted to help people. His captain said that's what made him stand out. He said the day I did the interview with him, it was his devotion for this profession. He told me he came here solely to be a police officer, to be part of this country, and to protect what was given and allowed to him. Wow. Didn't say they owed. He didn't say the country owed. You owed. Taxpayer owed me. Didn't say any of that. He didn't say I'm a human. Therefore, I'm legally allowed to everything and anything this country has to offer. Didn't do any of that. He came here wanting to give back. There's a novel idea, is it not? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Those are the guys you want to support. Those are the guys you want to help. Those are the guys you want to get behind. But we don't do that. You know? Anyway, 855-FRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? You, Ocasio-Cortez, which I'm going to love. I'm going to love watching. She's already bucked Pelosi once. Actually, she's already bucked Pelosi a couple of times. And I think Pelosi in her haste to truly call it a big tent and get in as many people as she can, has found out that she may get bit a few times. I'm going to love watching this play out. You know the old saying, right? Watch what you pray for, or what you ask for, because you just might get it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go for it. A lot more coming up with Dale Bellis after the break.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The House has approved a bill to deny new border wall funding, and it also passed a measure to reopen the government. Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
A wall is an immorality. It's not who we are as a nation. And this is not a wall between Mexico and the United States that the president is creating here. It's a wall between reality and his constituents.
USA's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump makes a surprise appearance at a White House news conference, thanking border security officials for what they've been doing and saying the American people are all for the wall.
The people of our country want it. I have never had so much support as I have in the last week over my stance for border security, for border control, and for, frankly, the wall or the barrier.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure, a little good American music to kick the year off. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just get to it, because I want, you know, there are all kinds of ways to get the health insurance and the health care you need for your family. There will not be a shortage of you being able to take care of yourself. We're back with Dale Bellis, spokesperson for Liberty HealthShare. I always have a good time when Dale's on. And, you know, who thought that health sharing could be so much fun? Huh, Dale?
It is a blast.
All right, you know, this is one of my favorite times when I have Dale Bellis on. He's spokesperson for Liberty HealthShare. And there are other forms, other ways, other processes by which you can take care of yourself. And listen, after the holidays, I'm sure some of you need a whole bunch of help. Dale, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
What a pleasure to be with you, Joe. Thanks for the invitation.
You know, right about now, and it's funny, I know it's only a couple days past the day, but, you know, talking to a few people, telling me how they gained weight and they've got joint pain and, you know, they've had heartburn for the first time in 6, 7, 8 months. It's like, really? Nothing changes your body. You still need to take care of your body, whether it's the holidays or not. And again, so there's a lot of people going to have to come back from this and take advantage of. I know I'm jumping right in, but take advantage of some of the counselors. You know, we've talked about this plenty of times, how, you know, taking care of yourself, there's a such thing as preventative medicine, and it's not medicine, it's what you put in your mouth and how you take care of yourself. And you have counselors there at Liberty HealthShare that can help, right?
In the national discussion about health care, for some reason somehow, Joe, we've overlooked the fact that health care is about taking care of our bodies.
Wow.
what an idea. And so at Liberty HealthShare, we're all focused around the concept that we have the moral and spiritual obligation to not eat foods or engage in habits or engage in behaviors that harm our health. Our bodies are temples. We're creatures created by God, and so we have an obligation to do that. So our focus in meeting health care costs is not for purposes of prevention or for purposes of lower costs, although that's the side benefit. The core value is take care of your body. and that's what we engage in. We attract people with that mindset and orientation, and we're just health conscious and health focused.
Well, I think what's funny is, you know, during the holidays we tend to eat things that we normally don't eat all year round, and we don't just eat a bite, right? We have to indulge in some of these rarities that you put into your body. So it's going to cause you some pain and anguish and aggravation.
It's my daughter's pecan pie. That's what calls to me.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. It's not something you eat on a regular basis. So, you know, even myself, I feel a little aches and pains here and there. But, you know, I indulge in, you know, I put on a few pounds. But, you know, this is how it goes, and we'll work on it. But you're right. You know, people need to understand it. It's something you have to take care of on a regular basis. You have to watch what you put in there. And now is a time where, you know, you may be paying the piper at this particular time. But, hey, let's move on to more happy news, at least for me anyhow. You know, a federal judge is ruled against the unaffordable care, whatever you want to call it, the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare as it's lovingly referred to. How is this going to affect, if this makes it all the way to the Supreme Court and they, you know, I can only hope, but they hold out that the Affordable Care Act is not constitutional the way written or the way it stands, how will this affect Liberty HealthShare or health sharing, if you would?
Well, let's assess the case itself for just a
Please.
Moment.
Yes.
It was brought by the state of Texas, and a number of other states joined in. And basically challenging the constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act on the premise that now that the individual mandate tax has been rescinded, it's now zero as of December or January 1.
Right.
It's now zero. If the tax is gone, then that just simply eliminates the individual mandate as such. It's no longer functionally a mandate. And so the legal argument is, if the Affordable Care Act has within it and is integral to it the individual mandate, and the tax is what makes it constitutional because Congress can levy taxes, then the entire framework of the Affordable Care Act fails and falls. That's the argument. and the federal judge there in Texas agreed with that assessment and said if the individual mandate is absolutely essential to the Affordable Care Act, which Congress argued, it's their own words coming back to haunt them. And Judge Roberts said that the individual mandate is held up by the right of Congress to levy taxes. If that is taken away, then right. The entire law fails.
Well,
and so the Affordable Care Act was declared to be unconstitutional on the basis of their own words. They were hoisted high on their own petard.
Yeah, don't you love that? That's why they hate the interweb. It's always there for everybody to see for life. Yeah. And again, you know, and I'm glad you brought it up, you know, about it already being to the, because some people say, well, it's already been in the Supreme Court and been upheld. And I was talking on another show the other day about this, and when they were saying, well, look at, you know, they're taking away people's health care, I said, well, what did we do before Obamacare? That's number one. Number two is, you know, you've got organizations like Liberty Health Share, so don't say that there's nothing available or there's nothing affordable for them, because that wouldn't be a true statement. It's available, it's out there, you can actually, and I'll say this, you don't have to. If you go with Liberty Health Share, right, you truly have control of your health care. You don't get that with, I don't care what anybody says, you don't get that with an insurance company. They are dictating to you how your process goes down in taking care of your body or fixing a health issue you have. You don't have much of a say in the matter, you know, especially as long as your check clears. That's really interesting how we pay for something that we don't have much of a say in the matter, and we seem to be fine with it. Maybe I need psychiatric care, Dale. What do you think?
You're oh so wise. Healthcare is really, it existed prior to the Affordable Care Act, and healthcare choices and options will exist long after. Healthcare sharing is one of those traditions that have been in place literally for generations.
Yeah.
And so we've been exempt from the ACA regulatory scheme, and that's really what the ACA is. It's nothing more, nothing less arrangement for the buying and selling of health insurance. And so health insurance itself, Congress doesn't issue individual health insurance policies. It doesn't come from Congress. It comes from the individual state. Every state has their own insurance regulatory board or regime, and their departments of insurance handle on a state-by-state basis. And so, in fact, many of the states have written the wording of the Affordable Care Act into their own statute. And so nothing will fall apart. Nothing will fail. We will continue on, even if the ACA is ruled unconstitutional tomorrow. The structure of insurance in America is based upon state regulation. And so, gratefully, we are exempt from that. In fact, interestingly, of the 50 states, 39 states have regulations on their books that exempt health care sharing from state regulation.
Wow.
And so it's a part of the warp and woof of American health care, and health care sharing is one of those viable, live options that folks can join any month in the course of the year. Interestingly, we've just gone through the ACA open enrollment period, and folks may be regretting what they chose for themselves. They can make that choice today to check Liberty Health Share.
No, and you're, yeah, we'll talk about enrollment on the other side of the break, but I mean, it really, you truly have flexibility. I mean, this is capitalism at its finest. I'm sorry. That's the way. Freedom, liberty, and capitalism at its finest. We'll be back in a minute. Dale Bellis, Liberty Health Shares with me.
You know, Dale, the thing I love about Dale is he gives us a straight scoop on this stuff. We don't have to second think it. You don't have to second guess it. You don't have to try to figure out what he's saying. It's pretty much right there. And we've been, I guess, programmed, if you would. And not really programmed. Your parents aren't programming you. But we have been taught over the years there's only one way to get health insurance. You write the check. You ask the insurance company for permission to go to the doctor. What services you can get. And it's just wrong. There's a better way. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In 6 miles to Chicago, we got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Let's get back at it. Love it when Dale Bellis joins us. We're back with Dale Bellis, spokesperson for Liberty HealthShare. I always have a good time when Dale's on. And, you know, who thought that health sharing could be so much fun, huh, Dale?
It is a blast.
Well, getting in for, I tell you what, it's getting in the information is what it is, because we're so stuck. We're so sure there's only one way to do this. And I think what people, you know, I just told you during the break about somebody who told me their testimony or their story, whatever you want to call it. And I think that when people hear terminologies like, you know, it's a membership, right? That we're self-pay clients. It's health sharing. I mean, this really, when you think about you and I, as kids sitting down watching mom and dad cut that check for insurance, always scream about medical and what have you, we've been conditioned that there's only one way to do this. That's with an insurance company. But it's not. you have, and some of the questions I get, we might as well knock them out now. What kind of oversight do you have? You know, you're not an insurance company, so, I mean, you can pretty much get away with anything. So why don't you lay out some of the basics, and how are you overseen, or are you overseen, and what's the difference between you and an insurance company?
Well, there's several layers there. The first is we are a part, interestingly, of the Affordable Care Act. There's a definition within the ACA of what healthcare sharing is, and the Health and Human Services has issued letters of recognition to healthcare sharing ministries, and we have to meet a certain criteria and potentially have those letters withdrawn if, in fact, we don't operate according to that five criteria, and it's there in the Affordable Care Act. Essentially, nonprofit, do an annual audit. Never drop somebody whenever they're too sick, et cetera. That's number one. Number two is, because we are a nonprofit, we are regulated according to the IRS standards for what a 501c3 nonprofit charity has to be operated as. And so as a nonprofit, nobody could be overcompensated. You have to have the annual audit overseen by an independent board of directors, et cetera. Number three is, as I mentioned earlier, there are 39 states that have a statute regarding what is healthcare sharing and the criteria that we have to follow in order to operate in that state. So we're subject to the Department of Insurance oversight to make sure we stay within those guardrails. And the fourth really is state attorneys general, that we really, as a charity, must, in fact, deliver on what we say, not over-promising and under-delivering.
Oh.
And so we have that oversight. So there's plenty of regulatory framework to give us accountability. But frankly, Joe, the primary accountability that we have is to our members through our transparency and openness. They see where their money is going every month. So it's not like as if we can even wait till the end of the year to say, you know, here's our audit. Every month, folks see exactly where their money's going. It's directed to another member who has medical expenses. They see what our administrative costs are. It's $24 for every household that drops off what we call our share amount. Fully disclosed, fully transparent. They see it happen every month. And we really love that kind of transparency. And for me, I think that's the greatest sense of accountability. When you just lay it out, folks can see exactly what's transpiring every month.
So, Dale, you know, enrollment. So we get stuck, again, back to the insurance way of doing things, what we've been programmed to do. You have this time frame of enrollment, open enrollment. You're in the open enrollment period. You only have so many days. I mean, like, my phone was ringing off the hook with open enrollment calls. With Liberty HealthShare, open enrollment is all year long, is it?
Yeah, we are not subject, thankfully, to that open enrollment period. Understand, under the Affordable Care Act, they instituted the open enrollment to deal with pre-existing conditions. It's funneling all of the enrollment into a single period in the course of the year, so that you couldn't literally get sick in June and enroll with a insurance plan in the middle of the year. You had to wait until that period of time. It was their mechanism for handling pre-existing. Thankfully, we're not subject to that open enrollment period. And so folks can join us literally at any time in the course of the year. It's always the month upcoming. So if someone enrolls here in January, their effective date would be February 1 and following. If they enrolled in February, it'd be March 1, et cetera. And you can do that in any month in the course of the year. And we love that kind of opportunity for folks. And they're joining with us 3,000 to 5,000 new families every month because of that opportunity of enrollment throughout the course of the year.
Very good. You know, let's get a little personal for a second here, okay? I know you love when I do this to you, but you know, you're a nice guy. You seem to be well informed. This is a money making thing for you, huh? Right? I mean, you used to sell used cars before you got into this. You know, it's no. What's funny is people always think that when it comes to the healthcare industry, if you would, you know, there's big money in it, and that's why these guys get in it. But you've been at this a long time, haven't you?
I've been a healthcare benefits administrator for 30 years, with the passage of the Affordable Care Act, it just hit me like a ton of bricks one day, Joe. There's got to be a way for the average and ordinary American to meet healthcare costs without the kind of intrusion by the federal government into the care of our health and in our choices in terms of our conscience. And I did my research on the healthcare in 2012. We are a 501c3 non-profit. And so we don't do it for a profit motivation. We do it at the lowest cost possible to give Americans the opportunity to regain the control and oversight of the care of their own health.
Yeah, it's a bit, I think, again, when I talk to people, you know, who just joined or had joined, you know, 6 months, 8 months ago, I always get a kick out of the emails I get where people say, look, I was skeptical, but there were some terminologies you used that just drove the point home to me. I had nothing to lose by trying this thing. And, they love it. They love it. I have not, and I mean this in all sincerity, I've not received one email where somebody said, I got on there, I couldn't stand it, that was it. You know, I've received some emails where it says, as you have said, it's a different way of doing things. So there's a learning curve usually on the side of the person, you know, trying to figure out how to make this thing work. But other than that, you've got counselors, you've got people, you have real human beings, not robots on the other side of the phone, that will help walk you through the process and how to make this work, don't you?
I love skeptics. Frankly, I do.
We both do.
Once they overcome their objections and their skepticism, they're our most avid advocates because it is freeing, liberating to be able to really find choices and options and opportunities in terms of our health. I do have to tell you, though, Joe, there is a category of individuals for which healthcare sharing doesn't work. It doesn't. It's for those who are in the mindset of just simply take care of me. I do something. I pay my quote-unquote premium, and so therefore I have something owed me. That's not the attitude or mindset of healthcare sharing. It's the reverse of that.
Right.
We're here engaged to help other people first. And then whenever I have a bill, that same group is there to help pay my costs. It's reciprocal. And that's the attitude and the motivation behind healthcare sharing. And that's why we attract that kind of like-minded individual.
LibertyHealthShare.com, right, Dale? That's where they get all the information they need. If you don't want to read a lot, you can always call the number on the screen and get yourself a live human being to help you work through this. And Dale, it's always fun to have you on with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you so very much, Joe. Appreciate the invitation.
Always looking forward to it. All right, have a great day. Hey, people, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. No, we won't. I'm Joe Bacino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen, here's the deal. I realize it sounds kind of hokey at times and what have you, but you know, he's been with us. He's been a sponsor, or they've been a sponsor of the show for quite some time. I really do get nothing but positive input. I had one negative comment, if you would, but part of it was because they didn't understand what the process was. And when I was able to get somebody on the phone with them, they worked it out, and that person was quite happy. I will not sell junk. I will not push. I will not have sponsors that do nothing but sell junk. And if you ever get bit by somebody you hear a sponsorship on the show, let me know. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for hanging out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Have a great rest of the day. God bless.